My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
I'm Mitali Deepakaisa. As Joshua said, I've been a ghostwriter and a copywriter for several years. And I'm also now a book coach and publisher based in the UK. And I help coaches, consultants, and speakers all over the world to become professionally published authors. I need to apologize. There's some building work going on the other side of my house, not in my house. If you hear a bit of a noise, it's just building work. Just ignore it. Okay, so as Joshua said, I've written 7 business books as a ghostwriter in the last 5 years, which have generated over $5 million in additional business revenue for my clients. And what I'm going to share with you today is why you need to be a published author if you are a coach, consultant, or speaker. I'm also going to give you 5 insider tips that are going to help you get that book out of your head and into print. The tips I'm giving you, plus a ton more, are going to be in my free guide on how to write and publish your own business book. I'll explain how you can get that at the end of today's session. I recommend you download it so you don't have to take notes when I'm talking. You can just concentrate on what I'm saying. Plus, it has a ton more tips and goes into a lot more detail than what I'm able to cover today. So before I go into that, I'm going to tell you a little bit about me and how I ended up becoming a book coach. So next slide, please. Thank you, Joshua. So since the age of 19, I've needed a ton of coaching, counseling, and mentoring for various issues. So it's not overly dramatic for me to say that coaches and consultants and speakers, they've changed my life. They've transformed it. So I went from a US dress size 16 to a 6 because of a nutrition consultant and a fitness coach. I went from being hopelessly addicted to amphetamines and ecstasy to completely clean for 20 years because of an addiction counselor and a life coach. I went from a soul-destroying call center job to running my own copywriting and ghostwriting business because of a business coach. And at numerous times in my life, inspirational speakers have taken me from what is the point of life to seeing opportunity everywhere. And I genuinely believe I could not have achieved any of this without these amazing people in my life. They've kept me focused, kept me accountable, and in one case, actually kept me alive. And that's why I've made it my life's work to empower coaches, consultants, and speakers to get their message out. And this is why it breaks my heart that many will never realize their dream of owning a successful business. If I can have the next slide, please, Joshua. So according to the International Coaching Federation, the ICF, on a global scale, 82% of coaching businesses fail within the first year. And also, the consultancy sector isn't far behind. Next slide, Joshua. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they state the failure rate is 80% within 2 years. Next slide, please. The reasons given for these failure rates are, number one, little or no selling skills. And number two, little or no lead generation or marketing skills. By the way, speakers don't actually have it any easier, okay? I've spoken to a lot of speakers. They face the huge issue of speaking for free. When you're starting out, speaking for free is a fantastic way to hone your craft. But eventually, you want to transition to getting paid to speak. Try communicating that to event organizers. It can be challenging. And if you're already getting paid, asking for a big increase is really, really challenging. Now, I find that most coaches, consultants, and speakers, they start their business because they dislike their corporate jobs or they didn't have the freedom they wanted. So they leave to strike out on their own and build a business around their skills and go out and help people. That's the real thing that they want to do. What they don't expect is this need for this whole other skill set, sales, marketing, and lead generation. Now, as a copywriter and a ghostwriter, I've written every kind of copy, pretty much every kind of copy you can think of, from flyers, leaflets, articles, emails, landing pages, sales pages, reports, books, all sorts of things. After working with 20 plus coaches, consultants, and speakers across so many different specialties, I found nothing turns you into a magnet for success like becoming a published author. Next slide, please. The one piece of content that's made the biggest difference to my clients' businesses, their profits, and ultimately their lives has been a book. A well-written book allows you to attract clients that are the perfect fit for you, who resonate with your message. It allows you to bypass selling and eliminate sales anxiety, because a book is seen as a completely different form of marketing. In fact, it's not even seen as marketing. That's what the wonderful thing about it is. Brochures, leaflets, flyers, print adverts, sales pages, radio ads, TV ads, they're all viewed as marketing materials. Their purpose is to make a sale, and everyone knows that as well. A book, on the other hand, is seen around the world as a source of expert information that is to be valued. And because of this, fear and anxiety evaporate when you switch from promoting you to promoting your book. Because of this, it's a small shift, and yet emotionally it's a huge shift. I've seen coaches, consultants, and speakers who are terrible at promoting themselves transform into cool, calm, and collected professionals, all because they move the focus off of them and onto their book. A book allows you to position yourself as an authority, a thought leader, and head and shoulders above your competition. You're not just another coach, consultant, or speaker. You're the coach, you're the consultant or speaker that wrote that book. You become incomparable to a standard coach or a consultant or a speaker. What this allows you to do is allows you to increase your fees and even create multiple income sources, because you're just perceived to be better, more knowledgeable than the others. A book really will be the best marketing tool you will ever create. So, having said that, let's move on to the 5 insider tips that I promised are going to help you get your book out of your head and into print. Next slide, please, Joshua. Okay, so tip number 1, research your market by reading book reviews. Most people know they need to research the market, but they don't know how to research effectively. So my tip is to find 3 to 5 of the best-selling books in your market or topic, then read the reviews. Now, first of all, Amazon, biggest book retailer in the world, so you can't ignore them. Also, another great place is goodreads.com. Now, if there are just a handful of reviews for your chosen books, read them all. Why wouldn't you? But if you find there's hundreds of reviews, that can be time-consuming and also a little bit bewildering and overwhelming. So what I do is I filter for reviews that have 3 stars, okay? 3-star reviews tend to be the most balanced. And also, they usually have the most detail, okay? Many people leave 5-star reviews such as, one of the best things I've ever read. And you're thinking, great, how does that help me? There's nothing constructive in that. It's the same with 1-star reviews. I'm not saying all 1-star and 5-star reviews are just 1 sentences. Some of them can be detailed, but a lot aren't. The thing with 3-star reviews is you can't really leave one without going into what was good about it, because you gave it 3 stars, but what was bad about it, because you knocked off 2 stars. It's a brilliant shortcut to get to the good parts that you need to know. The positives, you need to make sure you also include in your book. The negatives, you make sure you don't have them in your book. Or if the negativity is things that were missed in that book, you need to make sure you include those missing things in your book. This is how you make sure your book is going to hit the mark with your target audience before you write a single word. So make sure you do this before you start even thinking about planning your book. Next slide, please. Tip number 2, create a mind map for your book. Most people think planning a book is just planning the main topics that your book is going to cover, each chapter, and then off they go. They want to start writing. They're so eager to start writing. And then they wonder why they go off on a tangent, or they change tracks, or new ideas pop into their head. Now they're starting to weave these new ideas in, which don't make sense with the older ideas. It just leads to a huge overwhelm. Instead, plan out your book by creating a mind map. There's a brilliant tool called mind42.com. That's mind and then 42, the numbers.com. It's free software online. It allows you to create a detailed mind map of every single thing, every single thought that's going to go into your book. You can have your chapters, Then you can have sub points of each chapter. You can have sub points, even sub points, whatever you want to do. You can put in where you think a great image is going to work, or a diagram, or a graph. Offers as well. Actually, that's an extra mini tip, really. Add offers that make sense, okay? I want you to remember, you're not writing a book just to get a pat on your back and make your mother proud that you're a published author, okay? Your book needs to be a lead generating machine. Now, that doesn't mean you turn your book into a massive sales pitch. Please don't do that, because that's really going to annoy your readers. But your book, as long as it remains a source of knowledge and inspiration, because that's why people read business books, as long as you're doing that, then making free and paid offers that fit and build on the content in your business, it never comes across as salesy. Instead, it comes across as you're just offering extra help to those who want it. Okay? Next slide, please. Anyway, going back to the mind map, when everything is out of your head in a visual way, you can effectively see your book. I hate using business phrases, but I'm going to use one. The business phrase is 30,000 foot view, because that's what it is. When you're up in the sky looking down on a maze, can you work out how to get through the maze and get out of it, escape it? Yes, you can, because you can see the whole maze. Can you do that if you're on the ground inside the maze? No, you can't. You know, you're going to make wrong turns. You're going to find dead ends. You're going to do a lot of trial and error before you eventually escape the maze. It's the same thing with your book. The mistake most people make is they're inside of their book, just like they're inside of a maze. And when you're inside of it, it's difficult to see the big picture, which means you go off on tangents and you have false starts. Mind mapping your book out means you can add in all your knowledge and what you want to say and create a 30,000 foot view of your book. And you just can't go wrong now. You're not going to spin your wheels. You're not going to procrastinate. Once you've created your mind map, when it comes to you writing a book, I think of it as like having a satellite navigation system for your book. And just like how a satellite navigation system tells you in 50 meters, turn right. Your mind map will tell you what you need to write next. You've systemized the whole thing. Next slide, please, Joshua. So tip number three. Always use a book template. One of the biggest frustration points for new authors is trying to learn what a professional book looks like. For example, did you know copyright page should always be on the left? I don't know why, it just has to be. Or that at the end of your book, you should always leave two pages blank if the total number of pages you've got is odd number, but if it's an even number, you need to leave one page blank. Yeah, don't blame me for this, by the way. It blows my mind too. It's stupid. I do wonder why things are done a certain way. They just are, okay? Publishing companies like HarperCollins, Simon & Schuster, you know, one of the big five publishers, they've got these standards that they've been adhering to for centuries. And when your book doesn't adhere to the same standards, to knowledgeable people, you're not going to get the respect you deserve as a published author. So here's a ridiculously simple solution. Just buy a book template. There are book templates. It'll cost you about $50 to $100. Just go to Google, put in book template, and you can buy a beautifully formatted book template. Has all the relevant stuff that goes into a professional book in all the right places. We call that front and back matter. It's all there. You just need to go in, tweak the bits to fit, and you're done. Quite simple solution, right? Use it. Next slide, please, Joshua. So tip number four. Never write your book dictated. You're probably thinking, what the heck? You're a writer. Why are you telling me not to write a book? There's two reasons. First, the average person types around 40 words per minute, but they speak 200 to 250 words per minute. That's 5 to 6 times faster. So there's that, the speed at which you're going to get the book out of your head. But there's actually a far more important reason why you need to dictate your book and not write it. And that's because when you type, you can see the words physically forming on the page. I'm telling you, it takes more willpower than kicking a cigarette habit not to edit your words. Oh, I meant this word. Oh, that phrase would make me sound more clever. You're going to keep going back and editing what you've typed. It's impossible not to do. And this can really destroy momentum. Okay. So next slide, please, Joshua. Do you remember wash and go, shampoo and conditioner in one? I'm kind of showing my age a little bit here. This was huge back in the 80s. Do you remember what it did to your hair? It was awful. It would turn my hair into a greasy mess. Because some things just can't be done together. You can't shampoo and condition your hair at the same time. They're two separate steps. So no one uses wash and go anymore now. Well, maybe they do in the US. I don't know. In the UK, you just can't even find it anymore because it was that terrible. It's the same with writing and editing. I've seen more authors, would-be authors, give up on their dreams of writing a book because of this issue more than any other issue. Because they're writing their books and without realizing they're editing as well. They're shampooing and conditioning at the same time. So instead, dictate your book. Because when you do that, you're dictating into, for example, an app on your phone. You can't see the words, so you can't edit. This is why, by the way, I don't recommend you use speech-to-text options for Word or Google Docs, okay? Yes, you solve the issue of speed because you talk faster than you type, but you're not solving the issue of seeing the words form on the screen. Instead, I recommend you use a transcription service. So next slide, please, Joshua. So my favorite is otter.ai. They're brilliant. I use them for everything, anything that I want to write, I use them, not just for books. For under $10 a month, you get up to 6,000 minutes of dictation. All you do is you dictate into an app on your phone and off it goes to be transcribed by artificial intelligence. You don't see the words as you dictate. You can't fall into the trap of editing your words. You just say it and it's gone. You're not going to cripple yourself with editing while writing if you follow this tip. This is especially true if you use it in conjunction with my tip number two, which was mind mapping your book first. So it's got to be you've got the app open, you're going, where was I? Oh, no, I've lost my train of thought. That's not going to happen, okay? Because you've got your mind map. You've got your satellite navigation system for your book. It's going to tell you where you are and where you need to go to next, okay? And then once your book has been dictated out of you, now you can go through it all. That's a time to edit. That's a time to change words to make you sound better, clever, funnier, whatever it is you wanted to do, okay? Next slide, please, Joshua. Tip number five, always hire an editor. There's so many people who think they can edit their own books because they, like, oh, I'm very good with grammar. I don't care. It's a big mistake. It is impossible for you to be impartial about your own book. You've seen the text far too many times. A good editor is worth their weight in gold. They're going to offer a fresh pair of eyes on text that you've probably seen numerous times by this point. A good editor will also know how to get your book to professional publishing company standards. They'll make sure there's consistency throughout the book. For example, do you spell out numbers or do you use actual numbers? By the way, it doesn't matter what you do. What does matter is that you stick to one rule and stick to it throughout the whole book. But when you're dictating and writing a book, you just don't think of that. You're thinking of the content, which is what you should be doing. But it's tiny little errors like that that really affect your reputation as a published author. Remember, you're not writing a book for your health. You're writing a book because you wanted to take your business to the next level. You want to be seen as an authority in your field, perhaps even a future thought leader. A good editor will have your book looking like it's just come off the press at Penguin or Macmillan or one of the other big publishers. The money you spend on a great editor is, trust me, money well worth spent. They will take your book off your hands and they'll get it print ready for you. Next slide, please. So thank you very much. I can't wait to go into the Q&A where we can go deeper into this. I've got a lot more to say. My own book, The Freedom Master Plan, is going to be released on the 12th of March. If you're already a published author, my book holds all the tips and strategies my clients have used to leverage their books to eliminate selling, attract dream clients, and be seen as an authority in their field, as thought leaders, okay? It means you don't have to go through all the trial and error that they did. And if you're yet to write a book, The Freedom Master Plan will give you an end game, which I think is really important. It'll allow you to see exactly how a book can fit in with your current marketing efforts and take your business to the stratosphere. Next slide, please. So as I said at the beginning of this session, I'm giving away my free guide that goes into a lot more detail on everything that I've covered today. Also, a ton more tips I've been unable to cover. So you can get it at thefreedommasterplan.com where you can download it. And it also means you get advance notice of my upcoming book. So thank you again. I'm looking forward to seeing you in the Q&A.